Well, I was anxious about the dear child in the night, and went into her room. She was sleeping soundly, so soundly that even my coming did not wake her. But the room was awfully stuffy. There were a lot of those horrible, strong-smelling flowers about everywhere, and she had actually a bunch of them round her neck. I feared that the heavy odour would be too much for the dear child in her weak state, so I took them all away and opened a bit of the window to let in a little fresh air. You will be pleased with her, I'm sure. She moved off into her boudoir, where she usually breakfasted early. As she had spoken, I watched the professor's face, and saw it turn ashen grey. He had been able to retain his self-command whilst the poor lady was present, for he knew her state and how mischievous a shock would be. He actually smiled on her as he held open the door for her to pass into her room. But the instant she had disappeared, he pulled me suddenly and forcibly into the dining room and closed the door. Then, for the first time in my life, I saw Van Helsing break down. He raised his hands over his head in a sort of mute despair, and then beat his palms together in a helpless way. Finally, he sat down on a chair, and putting his hands before his face, began to sob with loud, dry sobs that seemed to come from the very racking of his heart. Then he raised his arms again as though appealing to the whole universe. "God, God, God," he said, "what have we done? What has this poor thing done that we are so sore beset? Is there fate amongst us still, sent down from the pagan world of old, that such things must be, and in such way? This poor mother, all unknowing and all for the best, as she think, does such thing as lose her daughter, body and soul? And we must not tell her. We must not even warn her, or she die, and then both die. Oh, how are we beset? How are all the powers of the devil against us?" Suddenly he jumped to his feet. "Come," he said, "come. We must see and act, devils or no devils, or all the devils at once, it matters not. We fight him all the same." He went to the hall door for his bag, and together we went up to Lucy's room. Once again, I drew up the blind, whilst Van Helsing went towards the bed.